Hello and welcome to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Media Trust. I am Salma Ibrahim Adeoye. On today's episode, we are looking into the latest controversy in town surrounding the cybersecurity levy on banking transactions. Some Nigerians have turned to social media to express their frustration over the burden of the new levy imposed on electronic transactions by the Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN. People like Sheyi Law and Bello Erufai opine that this levy imposes an additional financial burden on already struggling citizens. Join us on today's episode of Nigeria Daily for more. Let's start by hearing from some Nigerians what they feel about the new levy.
I believe that this new cybersecurity levy that the federal government has introduced into the banking sector is a big disgrace, and it's going to have a very big implication, because right from the days of no cash, we already used to transfer. Even to the littlest amount of 500 naira, people transfer to get goods or for services. But now, imposing 0.5%, it's way off, because now there's even scarcity of cash. Then people won't want to be transferring again. Everybody wants to get cash. Then there will be things will just be more harder. Then there will be shortage of transactions. Shortage of transactions in the sense that everyone will want to get cash, and then there will be panic in the banking sector.
I feel the federal government is trying, but just to make life harder for the citizens, for imposing the cyber security levy. Some banks have been existing for more than 100 years, and they've been surviving without this levy. Even some Nigerian local banks have been in existence for decades, yet they survive. Why the levy now? Why? Please, the government to review this. They need to look for a better way to do this, because at the long run, it is the masses, the poor masses that will suffer from this. The rich will not feel anything about this. So I implore the federal government to do the right thing.
My name is Kazim Olajuwon. For me, I think it's a total ripoff. Like, okay, now, for example, after all those charges that bank charge, like ATM charge, maintenance charges, SMS, and all other ones like that again, some people have actually deactivated their SMS charges, their SMS notification from banks, so that bank won't charge them for it. Some people don't even use ATM again nowadays. Even they want to withdraw. I have a friend that if he wants to withdraw now, he will just do bank transfer to the person, like the person using POS. He will just withdraw his money like that. He doesn't even use ATM anymore, just because they don't charge him for ATM maintenance fee. Some people deactivated their SMS notification. So imagine now charging for another, like you are charging us to protect our account. So if you want us to bank with you, saying it like this, I don't really think they need to charge us for protecting our accounts. Like, they are offering us services, right? And we are actually trusting them with our money, with our savings. So I don't think we should be charged for protecting it after all those charges again. Because you're already charging us for maintaining the account and all of that. Now you are now charging us again for protecting the account. Like, it's not right. But I don't actually know what they are trying to achieve with this. I just feel like they are just trying to rip us off. Like, I know Nigeria is in debt and all of that. So I think we individuals are the ones that will pay with it, with these charges.
Abdulhakim Abdulaziz, I believe that whatever the law they are trying to pass, there are better ways to go by it, because from like this levy that is to be imposed now, we are already being imposed on some of these levies by our banks, like the takeout from our transactions. So why don't the Nigerian government charge the banks? Why do they have to charge us and it's just going to become another pile of money that another person is going to squander at the end of the day. Because if you calculate, if you try to come up with an estimate of how much this particular thing will be in a day, it might just surprise you. So I really believe that there are better ways to go about it, but this is the Nigerian government I'm talking about. They have a history of doing things that are not in the best interest of the masses. So at this point, I'm not even surprised anymore. So we are just thinking, how far can they go? And they keep bringing up new things every day. So we'll be waiting for the next stuff they impose on us to make things, to make life harder for us.
Basically, I have to answer as a non-Nigerian. Because if I will answer as a Nigerian, I will have to be biased. When I say biased, I would have to comment as one who does not believe in the system anymore, because a lot of Nigerians are frustrated, a lot of Nigerians are sick and tired of how things are going in the country. Now, in regards to the new cybersecurity levy, believe me, it's not actually a bad policy. It's not a bad policy. Some of us are aware of the implication of not having an intact cybersecurity space, especially when we talk about financial, when it has to do with, when it's financially related. But then, the problem with the country is that there are a lot of loopholes. There are a lot of loopholes in the system. And these loopholes is why people could just do some things in our cyberspace and get away with it. A lot of Nigerians are fall victim of scam, online scam, financial related, and even non-financial related, that this platform will not be enough for me to start sharing all of them. But then we are aware of activities like that of MMM. We are aware of the recent Binance executive, organization. Now, so a lot of things are attached to this issue of a cyber security. But then the problem has always been that if as a country we want to move forward, it is a sacrifice of each and every one of us. But where the problem lies is a lot of Nigerians do no longer trust the system. And will you blame us for not trusting the system? No. And this is why any policy or every policy initiated by government, we see it as an avenue for the government to siphon. Because the system is characterized by corruption, is characterized by criminality, and a lot of hazards and a lot of problems that made a lot of Nigerians no longer believe in the system.
The levy set at 0.5% of the transaction value sparked outrage, as we have just heard from citizens. But why does the government have to implement such policies at this time? We have Trust TV business producer Yusuf Akongo to shed more light on this, as all efforts to contact the Chairman Senate Committee on Finance, Senator Mukailo Adetokunbo Abiru, prove abortive.
Well, it came to some of us business journalists as a surprise because we felt that there's a lot of charges already that Nigeria custom bank customers are already paying. So coming up with cyber security charges somehow is not really something that we expect at this point in time. Well, however, be that as it may, we also that circular yesterday, just like every other Nigerian, from the CBN asking banks to start charging 0.5% on transactions depending on the amount. If you're paying 1,000 naira, you have to pay for electronic transactions of 1,000 naira, you have to pay 5 naira. 10,000 naira will attract at least 15 naira. So it depends. So it moves up like that. So it's something that came to us as a surprise. A lot of us are wondering what is really going on. Is the CBN in any way trying to help banks to raise money? Probably to meet up their recapitalization process coming. Because when you look at this policy coming up at this time, you begin to wonder, because right now, the fate of Nigerians in the banking system is dwindling, is falling, given what a lot of them went through during the currency swap policy era. So this one, of course, that has actually taught a lot of people lessons. You know, we now see people not keeping money in their homes. As we speak now, 94% of currency in circulation are not in the bank. Many of them are in people's homes. People are keeping their currency close to their chest. So this new policy now coming up, I don't think it's a well thought out policy, because it's going to encourage more people to keep their currency in their home instead of taking them to the bank. Of course, you can actually open your box and, of course, take your money and do whatever transaction you want to do.
Okay, Mr. Yusuf, is it that government does not have money to fund the security levy, that they have to deduct it from Nigeria?
Well, it's not about government having money to fund the cybersecurity levy. In a way, why should Nigeria pay for cybersecurity levy in the first place? This is a question that many of us are actually asking. Where we have a situation where some bank staff allegedly give out customer details to scammers. You understand. So I think to me it's a negligence on the part of the bank, and I really think a lot of something needs to be done from the CBN angle to see how possibly this policy can be reversed. So many ultimatum have been given. I've seen so many non-governmental organizations written to the CBN asking them to reverse the policy. So we wait to see what will happen. Of course, 48 hours ultimatum has been given. The labor unions are also there trying to intervene and see how this can be solved as well.
You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on a break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Media Trust. On today's episode, we are looking at the recent directives issued by the Central Bank of Nigeria to banks and other financial institutions to start charging a cybersecurity levy on transactions in 2 weeks' time. But what exactly does this levy entail? And why has it drawn such vehement reactions? To shed light on this matter, we have with us a financial analyst.
I am Dr. Nuruddin Osmanmiko, Director of Center for Procurement, Logistics and Supply Chain, Kaduna State University. Actually, yes, Central Bank has instructed commercial banks to impose a levy for security, for cybersecurity.
Mm.
But to me, this is not good for the system, not good for the customers. Because how can somebody that make investment and also to tell somebody that maybe is does the third party to contribute in securing his investment? How comes? Please, let us think wise. This is not good at all. Because how can you, instead of improving your services, once you paid for cybersecurity, it's like you are safeguarding your assets and also your customers' assets at the same time. What I mean is that I have confidence in you, that is why I invest in you. Or I have confidence in you, that is why I transact with you. Or I deposit my money with you. So, if you, I'm very sure that you are not safe, I will not keep my money with you. I will not transact with you. So, if that is the case, banks should take responsibility of those levies or those expenses incurred as a result of securing their servers, not customers.
So, if you look at this cybersecurity levy, the amount, for example, what we are saying, the statistics we are seeing is that, for example, you want to, one wants to transfer 1 million naira. The security levy to be deducted from such money is 5,000 naira.
Look at it.
Uh-huh. How does this affect Nigerians?
Actually, it will affect Nigerians. Even myself, it's like they are creating payers to the customers. Even myself, instead of to deposit, I have money. Instead of to deposit the money in the bank, I will keep my money with me. And I know the same thing with other customers. To remove 5,000 naira on what basis? To contribute to your business? No. Apart from other charges? No. I can't do that. And I am very sure that we have the same mind with other Nigerians. So I'm advising Central Bank to change that immediately. Because that will affect the notion or the mind of customers. A lot of them. In fact, government, I know government is encouraging customers to deposit. Don't keep money at home. Keep your money in the banks. But as a result of this, that will discourage customers from keeping their money in the banks. And those that have small businesses will not also use banks' account for transactions.
If customers now begin to desist from depositing money from banks, how will that affect the economy of the nation?
Of course, it will affect the economy of Nigeria seriously. Because one of it will cost government to print more money. Instead of, and now we are moving to smart currencies or cashless society.
Yeah.
Now government is able to move into cashless society, but they are bringing policies that will discourage people from moving to cashless policies. So instead of moving to cashless policies, people will now resist to come to physical transactions with money, because I cannot keep my money well to deduct monies that will not benefit me.
While cybersecurity is undeniably crucial in today's digital world, it is important that the government ensure that measures taken do not unduly burden citizens already facing economic challenges. And that's where we draw the curtains for today. Do not forget that you can listen to or download this and other episode of the podcast on boostprout.com, dailytrust.com, trustradio.com.ng and on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on a number of FM stations close to you. For sponsorship and advert placement, contact us on 081-055-73735. Thank you for joining us on Nigeria Daily. My name is Umu Selma Ibrahim Adeoye. Bye for now.